It's all about family. In today's gospel, we hear about Mary and Joseph bringing their son to the temple to offer him to God. It was the eighth day after his birth, because by law, Mary was required to be purified after his birth, and that took 8 days. So on the very first day they could go to that temple, they went to the temple to offer their son to God. But there was another reason. You see, Jesus was her firstborn child. He was a son. And because he was firstborn son, they had a requirement that they would bring him to the temple and consecrate him to the Lord. This was a gift of thanksgiving for the great gift God had given the Israelites when he freed them from Egypt, and the angel of death passed over the firstborn males of the Jewish faith. So on that very first day, the first time they could bring Jesus to the temple, Mary and Joseph brought him to the temple, and they offered a sacrifice of 2 turtle doves. The normal sacrifice was a lamb and a turtle dove. But there was a provision in the law for the poor that they could offer 2 turtle doves or 2 pigeons. So you see, the Holy Family was very poor. As I read this reading, I thought, you know, we do the same things. I was born on April 25th, which was a Sunday. 2 weeks later on Sunday, I was baptized at St. Francis Xavier Cathedral in Green Bay. My parents took me immediately to have me baptized. And so it was with my generation. I don't know that it's quite as urgent now, but people still bring their children to God to wipe away anything that would keep that child from his relationship with the Holy Trinity, with that family in heaven, that family on earth, his church, and his family. You see, it all starts with connecting with that family. Then as the child grows, mom and dad are the ones that teach him about unconditional love. They're the ones that teach him about a safe place to learn and make mistakes. They're the ones that teach him about justice and mercy. They're the ones that teach him about his faith. They're the ones that bring him and connect him to their church. But you see, not everything about parenting or growing up or living in general is easy. There's parts of our life that are just difficult. Joseph and Mary lost Jesus for 3 days. I can only imagine how terrified they were. I would have been terrified. My daughter Joanna is my oldest, and we were shopping one time. I was with Joanna and my wife was off with Matt somewhere else. And so when you shop with a child, I don't know how you did it, but I would look at something, I'd look for the child, look at something, look for the child. And she was always there, right over here. And then all of a sudden, she wasn't there. And so I called her name, Joanna. Nothing. I called it again, Joanna. Nothing. I kind of looked around, didn't see her anywhere. I called her name louder, Joanna. Joanna, where are you? Nothing. Now I'm starting to worry, right? I'm in a mall and who knows? And strange things are going through my mind. My voice is getting louder, right? Joanna, where are you? Joanna. I'm looking farther around. I don't know whether I should stay where I am or I should go look for her. And about the time I'm really starting to get worried, she pops out of the inside of one of these circular clothing racks. She's got a big smile on her face. I hid so good, Daddy. And Daddy looked at her and went, why did you do that? Just like Mary said to Jesus, where were you? He said, well, I was in my father's house. Where did you expect me to be? So for them, common nonchalant. For the parents, pure panic. And as we grow older, other things happen. We hear this prophecy from Simeon that says to Mary, a sword will pierce your heart. And today isn't about the prophecy. That's another feast day. Today is about the Holy Family. But that sword piercing our heart, it pierces all of our hearts. And it pierced Mary's heart, particularly because she had a son die before her. And we're not wired for that. At least I'm not wired for it. I don't think any parent is wired to watch their child die. And yet it happens. And when it happens, the family comes around. The friends come around. Everyone comes to that person offering love and support. You see, that's Jesus working through each of us, pouring his love into us, and that love's pouring out to that person that needs it. When I was younger, I didn't like going to funerals or wakes. I just hated it. I always thought, what am I supposed to say? What can I say? As I grew older, I realized there's nothing I can say. All I can do is be there for them, to listen to them, to let them talk, and to show them that I care and I love them. And that's how we get through these toughest times in life, when our loving family, our church, our brothers and sisters, our siblings, our grandchildren come and wrap their loving arms around us and lift us up. And then one day, it'll be our turn. And in that time when we're leaving this world, our family will be around us, loving us, praying for us, holding our hand, in effect, taking us and handing us to Jesus, to our eternal family, where we will be reunited with our mother, our father, our brothers and sisters that have gone before us, our godparents, our grandparents, Jesus, God the Father, the Holy Spirit, a life in paradise, and a certainty that our children and our loved ones will follow along behind us. You see, it's all about family. It's all about the family where we're an infant. It's about the family where we grow up. It's about the family we raise and we teach to grow up. It's the family of our grandchildren. And finally, it's the family where they hand us into eternity. It's all about family.